A ministry is quick to bring hope and help to China. Authorities cross yet another line in Kazakhstan, and your prayers are needed for Bangladesh. Find out why on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. At least 188 people have died and over 11,000 are injured following a 7.0 earthquake in China's Sichuan province. 5 years ago, a massive quake in Sichuan killed tens of thousands of people and left millions homeless. Baptist Global Response set up teams following that quake to show Christ's love through disaster response. BGR's Jeff Palmer says that presence is paying off now.
From the earlier quake, 2008, we had these teams and local folks that we had trained to be rapid responders. Actually, we had three almost full teams of local partners that were able to go in and respond, I mean, within a few hours.
Want to help? There's a link at missionnetworknews.org. Ask the Lord to help BGR workers shine the light of Christ as they respond.
Pray for our people who are going in and responding to not only manifest the love of Christ in that food and that water, but also share a message of hope with those who have lost loved ones.
Next, that earthquake in China could cause a ministry to change its plans for ministry next month. Bibles for China's Barry Werner says a team of people were hoping to go into the region to hand out Bibles legally.
We didn't have actual confirmation that we could go into the area, but we'd requested it, and almost always you can get into the areas you request if you've been there in the past. I'm not exactly sure how it'll affect the distribution, but my best guess is that we probably will not get into the area. The roads are blocked. The government officials are focused on this. They've sent a lot of troops in.
Bibles for China works with registered churches in rural China. Werner says this kind of Bible distribution is effective.
People read them cover to cover in 6 weeks, share that Bible with five other people in their family or their friends in the first year, and three of those five people come to Christ.
This trip could have more people than Bibles. While you may not be able to go this time, you can sponsor 40 Bibles with your $100 gift. We'll connect you at missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. So far in Kazakhstan, registered churches have mostly flown under the government's radar, but according to a recent Forum 18 report, this might be changing. Kazakh authorities recently raided an established Protestant church and fined its leaders. Joel Griffith of Slavic Gospel Association.
If this is now something that is being done by the authorities on a registered church that actually has an existing legal charter, that's a definite change in the game on the ground.
Churches not registered with the state have faced hardship, but this is the first attack on an established church.
We're going to have to watch and see how this filters down now to the rest of the registered churches.
What happens if the pressure reaches Baptist churches helped by SGA?
We will be there to support them in prayer, and we will be able to support them however they have need of us.
Pray for the safety of Christians in Kazakhstan. For more information, go to missionnetworknews.org. In other news, Bangladesh is becoming increasingly volatile. The nation's shutting down for the next 36 hours as protesters argue the detainment of seven opposition leaders. Vision Beyond Borders says their partners are asking you to pray for Bangladeshi youth. Tensions have been high nationally since January, with strikes and demonstrations often turning violent. Ask God to protect young people at the VBB orphanage and those involved in youth outreach. And thousands of children in Russia heard the gospel message in January when Russian ministries distributed their gifts of hope. The team handed out a record-setting amount of gifts to 75,000 people throughout Russia, Ukraine, and Moldova. Many of the kids didn't think anybody cared about them, and the gifts brought tears to their eyes. Pray that the children will remember the gospel message that was presented to them. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The Middle East and North Africa need prayer. Sat7 wants to help you do that with a free set of Sat7 bookmarks. They're a great resource to start your prayer group or missions discussion. Keep one in your Bible. Give the others away as a reminder to pray for the Sat7 ministry in the region. Get your free bookmarks by calling 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. Or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.